So now we'll move on to old business.
Case number 11501, James Kern, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being east of Grant Avenue, approximately 1,117 feet south of Lincoln Drive and being lot 22, block 6, within Cape Windsor subdivision. 911 address of 38827 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware. Identified as tax map ID number 533-20.18. Parcel 56.00, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
All right, gentlemen.
I believe this was.
You're supposed to give us an explanation, is that correct?
Yes, he did. He submitted, resubmitted a new survey to us along with the variances he's requesting.
Can you pass that down, Kelly? Because I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I know that was the reason it was left open was
right.
So we could get the survey to. He was kind of unclear, if I recall, about the rear steps.
Right.
I think were the in the garage.
Yep. Yes, I believe he's relocated them.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yes,
it's going to be attached or detached.
Detached.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was that issue, and then there was the issue about there was, on the survey that was before the board last time, there was the open deck and the porch, and there was like steps going from the open deck that was going to be the same distance.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the hearing, he had indicated that the steps may go further into the rear yard.
Right.
So I think that was the other point of clarification that he was to provide.
Taking them around the front instead of the side. Okay, I'll just mark that there. Front.
Okay.
And this here. Okay. All right. Yeah, now you got to make some notes on that. We never had any setbacks for propane tanks, right? Is that in the ordinance?
Yes, there are. They can only encroach 36 inches into the
side. The propane tanks?
Yes.
What are we doing? Well, they changed that, did they?
Always been that way.
Not my day.
Because
I left a lot of them go then.
Propane HVAC.
Ms. Passwaters,
yes.
The garage, the survey that I'm showing here has a notation that's detached and appears to be detached. My recollection was that it was less than 600 square feet. Is what has been proposed here, would there need to be a variance for that?
It's under 600 square feet. It can be 5 foot from the side and the rear property line.
Okay, and it's 5.9 from the front, so he wouldn't need a variance for the garage as proposed on this newer survey. Is that right?
Right.
That's correct.
I guess your question is it under 600 square feet?
Well,
pardon?
I think it's in his
name. Okay, is there something else coming around?
Yes, here we go.
Okay.
It's under 600.
The garage appears to be 504 square feet if they build it according to the size on their information that they provided. Appears to be an 18 by 28 foot garage. As long as it is detached from the house, it can be 5 foot from the side and rear.
So as shown on the survey dated December the 29th, 2014, the garage as shown would not need a variance?
That's correct.
Okay.
As long as it, I didn't look, as long as it's detached.
Yeah, and it's, the one I've got here is detached.
That picture, did he move the deck over even with a two-story section? And the stairs are in the back now?
Yes. What it appears, Mr. Workman, is that on the original survey, the stairs were perpendicular to the road, and now they're parallel to the road because they've kind of just added them on the back side of the deck.
And he moved the deck over?
The deck's been expanded. It looks a little further, like a couple feet wider because the stairs aren't there.
Okay.
And I think he had discussed that at the hearing. And I've got the survey in case anybody wants to look at it anymore.
I think the biggest thing was that detached garage. He's detached it, so he's got it. That was the question. You'd need a variance if it was attached. If it was detached and under 600 square feet, it only needed to be 5 feet. And
right.
He's done that.
Well, that was one of the two questions, Mr. Rickard, because there was also a question as to the amount of the variance needed for the rear yard. Because
okay,
he needed
right.
the rear yard for both the house and the porch.
Right.
But because the stairs are going to protrude a little further now, he would need a greater variance in the rear yard than he had originally.
Well, originally asked for.
I believe those were the only two points of clarification.
Rear or front?
It sounded like he met those in.
So what's he need in the rear yard?
It looks to me like 8.5.
8.5?
I don't have the survey.
Survey says the stairs are 11.5 from the rear property line.
Okay.
Yes, they have to be 20.
And he wants, okay. That would be 8.5. Okay, just for my clarification, for the side yard, he's looking for, I would say, on the, what is that, the north side? He's looking for 8 foot variance, is that correct? For the tanks and the?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's the one.
He's 2 feet from the property line with those.
Correct, okay.
With the propane tank, the HVAC platform, the outdoor shower platform and steps.
Right, and then he's requesting a 5 foot variance for the dwelling.
Right. Correct, okay. On the north side of the property.
The north side of the property. Okay, and on the rear, he's asking for 8.5. Is that correct?
Each side.
He's requesting 8.5 from the rear property line for the stairs.
Right.
11.5 foot variance.
No, 8.5 foot.
8.5.
He's 11.5 in property line.
Okay.
And he's requesting a 5 foot variance for the dwelling and porch, although. It's 8.5 for the stairs, and then a 5 foot variance in the rear for the dwelling and the porch.
And
because they don't go out as far as the steps.
Right, and nothing for the garage. And where did you? Okay.
Okay.
It's noted here the garage is 28 feet by 18 feet. So.
Well, that's under 600.
Yep.
Grant Avenue would be the front of that lot, so I'm not sure what that survey says it is from the front.
5.9 feet.
Okay.
Did we determine there were other variances in this, of course, in Cape Windsor there is, but I meant on this Lighthouse Road? Did we determine that at all? Do you have any on that?
I'd say that's a pretty sure bet.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there probably is. Okay. He said there was, Lawrence?
Yeah, I think he said so.
Yes, yes, there
okay.
is.
I bet you could throw a stone on anyone.
Easy.
Yeah, Cape Windsor has, there's not much unique down there. Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay, are there any further questions or any further discussion? If not, if we're ready for a vote, the chair will entertain a motion. On case number 11,501. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,501. I believe the applicant has supplied the information we needed after we discussed everything. I asked especially for the record the variances that we're supposed to be granting here, and they've been clarified of the variances. So based on those variances that we discussed, I believe that the applicant has done what we've asked him to do and provided us with the information. So the uniqueness definitely is a factor in granting this variance. There is a uniqueness to this property. There are very small properties out there that are 50 foot wide. The variance is enable reasonable use of the property. I think he's asking for a reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, because the applicant has explained exactly what he intends to do with the property, and he only has 50 by what, 100, I guess, something like 88 to work with. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Most places down there do have variances. That's been established. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,501. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,501 is approved. Okay.